We're up to Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Aleph. We're going to be learning from Siv Zayin onwards. We're going to be discussing, amongst other things, tonight, Beza Hashem, we'll be discussing if Esav is considered the child of Yitzchok. It's one thing we're going to be discussing. We'll be discussing as well what a person should do if he's davening, if a person is davening without a minion. I'm not referring to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Niroim. I'm talking general. A person is without a minion. When should he daven Shmoneh Esrei? What's the right timing for Shmoneh Esrei? That's another question we'll be discussing. And then we'll be discussing as well what a chole should do on Rosh Hashanah. When is the right time for him to daven generally? And more specifically, if he needs to eat. When should he be davening and when should he be blowing the shofar? That's going to be another question we'll be discussing. And then finally, another point which I want to raise already now is what's the right way, what's the essence of when we go through Chazor HaShatz, at Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Beis, when we go through Chazor HaShatz, we do by Musaf, we go over it, and we're going to do more tkiyas, the additional tkiyas, second time round, as it were, the second set of tkiyas. What's the right way of doing it? Okay, and why? Okay, so let's start from Siv Zayin. Page 132, two lines from the bottom. Vakedas Yitzchok Hayoyim Lezaroi Tiskoi. The right wording of Musaf is Vakedas Yitzchok, the binding of Yitzchok Hayoyim today Lezaroi Tiskoi, for his seed, for his children. You should remember. Kachi Anuscha Mufasem. This is the well-known wording of the Brocha. Vamedaktik Loim. Somebody wants to be very precise, and he says Lezarayakoiv Tiskoi. Let me say, because we are saying. Some people, the right wording, he starts off saying, is the Akedas Yitzchok Lezaroi Tiskoi. You should remember the binding of the Akedas Yitzchok for his seed, for his children. Now, Zaroi for his children. Now, this also, we know that Yitzchok had two children. Who were the two children of Yitzchok? Yaakov and Esav. So some people, Hamedaktek, and they say, okay, we want to be remembered. That's true. This Shchus should be remembered to us, children of Yaakov. But there was another child there as well, Esav. Leave him alone. Don't have any good remembrance for him. So they want to say, not the nusach, the correct nusach of Akedas Yitzchok Em Lezaroi Tiskoi. They want to say that, but they say, Hamedak Legloim Alezaroi Yaakov Tiskoi. They want to be more specific. And they say, for the Zera of Yaakov specifically. So is that good or not good? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Meshane Matbea Shetovu Chachomim. He's changing the right wording of the brachas that Chachomim have fixed. Bivachas Ve'einoi Elo Toya. And he's only making a mistake. Don't be too. You don't have to be all that precise. You can just say the children of Yaakov. That's fine. But you don't have to. The children of Yitzchok. You don't have to be more specific. You don't have to refer specifically to Yaakov. So the question is why? I mean, the Medaktikim, they've got a very valid point. The Medaktikim, they say, okay, don't just say children of Zaroi Yitzchok, the Zera of Yitzchok. Because by saying that, you're also including Yaakov, you're also including Esav. And that we don't really want, that there should be good remembrance for Esav. We want, just for us, So they've got a very valid point. So why are they wrong? Oh, very good. Well, what do you tell Rabbi Sai? What would you say? He was saying that maybe Esav is not considered a child.
I would say it's up to the Baruch Hashem to judge and Rosh Hashanah,
not us. We don't want to be. That's a very nice thought. Pardon?
What we have in mind.
Yeah, you're saying that. Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah, I hear. But you still want to say the right things.
Isn't there in the singular anyway? Isn't that?
It doesn't have to be. No, it could be. It's either.
Maybe it was written the Kavanah of singular anyway.
I see. Okay. Interesting.
Maybe because Esav did teshuva.
Because we said at the end, you're referring to Rashi, that at the end, I see. Okay, what Mishnah Berurah says is very interesting suggestions. I think what Mishnah Berurah says over here, and you'd base the Mishnah Berurah says, four lines from the bottom, the Zera Yitzchok Gamkein Ein Esav Bechlaloi. Esav generally is not considered the seed of Yitzchok. He's not considered his child at all. It's not considered. He's as if he's like, he's off. He's not really part of it. Your point is a very interesting point, because he did the tshuva, but it seems that his tshuva was short lasting, or I'm not quite sure about that. But that's, so he says that you don't have to be more specific by saying zara. When you say avakidas Yitzchok ayom lezaroi tiskoir, you're already talking about Klal Yisrael only. You're already excluding Esav, because Esav is not considered zaroi of Yitzchok. So that's what he says. Yeah. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah does say afterwards, v'yesh oimim da adra b'yoseh toiv loimah lezaro shel Yaakov. He says, some say on the contrary, you should actually say zaro shel Yaakov. The betfileh b'inon defushe tvei kol ma'asha efshe. He said that some have the meaning of not like the Shulchan Aruch, not like we have just explained. Some do have the meaning of saying zaro shel Yaakov. Because you need to be specific in tefillah. The more specific you are in tefillah, the better it is. You should always do like the minig of your place. Because every approach is understandable and is recognized, registered mahalach and approach, and therefore either way you're actually fine according to the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. I think most machsorim have which nusach? Do you remember? I think most. What would you think? Do you remember? I think that most machsorim have the nusach v'akidas Yitzchok. So I believe, that's what I think. Yeah, okay, continues the Ramov, Aimrim Aleinu, Mloich, Vashlachtiv, Moisiv, Echilo, Vashaputim. Afterwards we say Aleinu. We know that Aleinu we bow down. It's not pointed out over here, but that's the general minig. And then we say Mloich, and afterwards the Shlachtiv says Echilo, Vashaputim, all the additional putim, Kol Mokim, and if Minog, every place according to its minig. And Seif Ches. Loyis Palal Beyochit, Tfilas Musaf. An individual davening on his own should not daven Musaf b'Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah ad achi gimel shoyis hayom until the 3 hours of the morning. So that's 3 hours, three halachic hours. Before that, you should not daven. Again, Musaf should only be davened after the third halachic hour. That's like halfway between. It's pretty much halfway between the beginning before the morning. Very good. What's the point of Yochid over here? What's the point of Yochid? So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. And that's really something which is no gap for the whole year round, not just Rosh Hashanah. A person who says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Dalet. Excuse me, let's start with Yud Gimel. Lo yispal yitzur din zed, this halach is possible. Be Yochid shadol be Yishuv, a person who's living in a village on his own, he hasn't got opportunity at all to daven with a minion. The boir af acha gimel shoyis enol yispal be Yechidi, because in a city, of course, there is he always has to join a minion. If there is a minion in a city, he obviously has to join a minion. But this is talking about somebody in a village. We keep forgetting that it used to be in many places. In Europe, before the war, there was many places. There was just one Yid living here and one Yid living there. Sometimes two or three. There was many countless places that Yidden lived in some countries more than in others. But there was sometimes Yidden living without a minion. It was quite. I don't know how common. Yeah, it was pretty common. People Yidden lived. Yeah, for Panosa, they had Panosa over here. They had a farm there, or they had some animals there, and that's where they could afford living. And to uproot a family was very, very difficult and very challenging. Who knows that if I'm going to move to another village, who knows if I'm going to have Panosa over there? So even if the Panosa wasn't that brilliant where he was, the few chickens here and a couple of sheep that might not have been a brilliant Panosa, but who says that'll be better over there to uproot the whole family? And so it was in some countries, it was pretty common that Yidden lived on their own. Now, it could be that they were for the market once a week, etc. They sometimes did find, all the Yidden. But with regards to Hilchas Minyan, the man has to have a requirement to go to a Minyan. And that's what he's referring to over there. A person, an individual who's living on his own, that could be that he's davening on Shonan as well on his own. Could happen. Yeah, you wouldn't be allowed to, because over here you've got within 18 minutes you've got a minion, so you have to go to the minion. Sivkot New Dalit Biyochid Adach Gimel Shad explains what's going on over here. What's this 3 hour business? What's Musaf and what's going on over here? Okay, the Bishloisha Shoyz Rishoynois. The first 3 hours of the day, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Dones Olamoy. The Ribono Shel Olam judges his world. So if that's from the morning, from the sun rising for 3 hours, the Rebbeinu Shlom judges the world. And maybe Rebbeinu Shlom is going to punk be looking at his at this individual, and he's going to be looking at it. Umiyitztok, and he says, "What? You're davening on your own? You're davening on your own? Why? All by yourself? And therefore, it's not recommended." Avol chumis palbetzeh, but even if he's davening with a minion, hein kel kabir lo yimos. The Rebbeinu Shlom is more likely to lo yimos. He's not going to throw it away. He's going to listen to that. So therefore, there is an inyan not to daven. There is a halacha not to daven the first 3 hours on your own, even if you are halachically allowed to daven on your own, because you're the only Jew in a village. You don't have a minyan. You don't have an opportunity to join a minyan. But you are better not daven the 3 hours, because that's when the Rebbeinu Shlom judges someone. And if you're just davening on your own, Rebbeinu Shlom is going to say, "Oh, I'm not so sure about him." But if you daven with a minyan, then you're part of the community. You're part of a community, and you're joining the schusim and the merits of a community. Isn't that a powerful message? You're joining. So if you're davening with a minyan, there's a couple of yidin over here, Eilich Yidin. You've got Choshev Talmud Chochem davening here, Eilich Yid over there, and they're all davening together. You're safe, as it were. Not totally safe, but it goes a long way to daven with other Choshev Yidin. Isn't that a very important message? Isn't that an important message? But he continues and he says as follows. Oh, let's see. And now we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. After Bechol Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Donis Olam HaBikim L'Choyos Rosh Hashanah. So what about what do you mean Rosh Hashanah? Every day it's the same, is true. A person should always, according to that, a person should never davening. If he's davening on his own, he's running into trouble. Says the Mishneh Berurah, the Sham Eino Elif Kedu Be'al Melois Hayoyim, Rebbeinu Shlom on a daily shach, on a daily tefillah, he's only going to be focusing on that very day. There is no global universal look. Aval b'Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu don l'kol Hashanah, Rebbeinu Shlom judges for the whole year ahead. For the former Nishanim Rabbis, and occasionally even for numerous years. So therefore you need to mamash look what you're doing. Better be very, very careful what you're doing and not daven b'yechidus. As opposed to on a regular day, that's not the end of the world. V'davket tefillas Mosef, your question, gentlemen. V'davket tefillas Mosef, why you raise the question about Shachis? So it's a davka tefillas Mosef, shezmano kal hayom, because Mosef, you can daven the entire day. Regilim ha'olam le'achrat gimel shoyos, you can, the community is normally daven after the 3 halachic hours. Right? What time do we daven Mosef normally? 11, 12, what time do we start Mosef? So therefore, you can push, you should wait until then. Aval tefillas shachis, but when we daven shachis, regilim ha'olam le'ispal ba'boika, you didn't tend to daven early in the morning, but shech gimel shoyos rishonis, within the first 3 hours. Val kein, and therefore, when you're davening at the same time, tekubel tfilosoi, his tefillah will be accepted amongst the tefillahs of the community of the minyan. Right, and in places that daven shachis bashkama, meaning nets. Have you seen shachis daven's nets on Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, there is in nets. All it's quite common. You daven nets Rosh Hashanah. So if you then b'seich shor rishonah is near the first hour or two, so not necessarily nets, but early in the morning. Yitzamtem oz leispalt filosoi gamkem b'seich oisman. You should also try to time your tefillah according to the minyan, to do it at the same time. So again, the rule over here is: if you are davening musaf, make sure to daven musaf after the 3 halachic hours. Why? Because the first 3 hours, the Rebbeinu Shlom is judging the world. And if you're davening on your own, the Rebbeinu Shlom will say, "Who are you ready to say? What chusim have you got?" However, if you're davening after 3 hours, then you're a bit safe, a bit safer. However, if you're davening with a minion, then of course you're joining the chusim of the minion, and that goes a long way. Well, that's all with regards to Musaf. But Shachis, he says, on the contrary, you can't delay Shachis until later on, because the time of Shachis is, there's a certain time to Shachis. You can't wait until later on to daven Shachis. You need to daven early Shachis. So he says, what you should do then, you should time your tefillah, and that's really, really important, you should time your tefillah according to the minyan, according to the shul, and then your tefillah, as it were, will be joining the tefillah of the tzibah of the community. And this halacha, Rabbi, says something which is not only true on Rosh Hashanah. Because the halacha is as follows. There is a halacha that if somebody is unable to daven with a minyan, yeah, imagine, you're on holidays, you got delayed from work, or who knows what happens, you had a business meeting in Birmingham, and Birmingham is quite a strong minion in Birmingham, I'm sure. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm just, you know. It just shows my ignorance rather than anything else. So you're traveling that, and you have no minion. So what you should do then, the halacha is as follows. This is not only to Rosh Hashanah, this is true the entire year. You should time, so you're not going to have a minyan. That's it. You know, you're realizing, I'm not going to make it in Edgewood in the next half, and I'm not going to. So what you should do then, you should time it according to the shul. Now, this is really important, because the Shulchan Aruch speaks this. The best is a person should daven with a minyan. Second best is a person should daven the same time than a minyan. And the third best is if you daven in a shul, but without a minyan. That's the third best. Now, what I said before is not totally accurate, and I'm going to soon explain why. What happens if there is, if you're traveling, let's say, can you tell me a place where there's no minyan? For sure there's no minyan, and you had a business meeting there? Bognor Regis? Okay, where is that? Okay, Bognor Regis. Excellent, thank you. Bognor Regis.
Sounds like a terrible.
Yeah, okay. Bognor Regis, you had a business meeting there. Okay. And you got delayed and you're trying to get back. Is Bognor Regis in London?
No.
It's a bit out. Okay.
I think it's on the coast.
It's on the southwest. Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay, so there's no meaning there. And now you're realizing it's 7:15 and you want to daven mincha, because if you try, by the time you're going to drive back, you know where you're going to make it on time for minyan. Okay, so should you just wait now until 7:45 where there's mincha in Kol Yaakov? Is that what we were just saying? Does that make sense? Because we said that there's no minyan, I need to daven mincha, so I might as well time it according to, but this is like miles away. It's by the coast.
Your own shul, the closest shul.
Good, very good. That's the question I want to get to. Which shul? I mean, it's
the closest minyan.
The closest minion. Very good. So now there is the poskim say that you can't, it has to be in that city. You can't just choose. If you're in Wales, in Scotland, in Ireland, you're not going to go according to Kol Yaakov Mincha. That doesn't work. It doesn't work. I must be honest with you, I don't exactly know how that works about joining your tefillah, joining a minion of, you know, what we're saying, the second best. You know, best is happening with a minion. Second best at the same time. I don't know how that works in the first place, because you're not actually with a minion. So what does that help that you're davening the same time? But however this may work, it only works in the city. If you're outside the city, so if you're on holidays in Ireland, you can't join a minion which is in London, in Edgware. It doesn't help. It doesn't help.
Town or city.
Good.
Got one at all.
Right. So then what it basically means, if there is no minyan there in that city, what it means is that you can't fulfill the second level. If there's mamash within the area, there is mamash no minyan, that means you can't fulfill a second level of second level. So what are you meant to do? I suppose it can't do any harm, but I don't know if how far it's going to help you. I don't know if right. But then let's think about the okay. That's the halacha. But let's move on to another shaila. Imagine a person is slightly different scenario. So a person is bedridden. He's unwell. He's taka not well. He's got high temperatures. Really can't get out of bed. And he lives in Stamford Hill. Okay. And in Stamford Hill there is minyanim galore. So he wants to have a mincha now. Now he knows, he lives on, there's Pinters in Stamford Hill, that's a minion factory. Yeah, a minion factory. And in Stamford Hill, it's called Pinters. So he can, I'm asking you, would that make sense? Could a person like that just think, okay, listen, the whole afternoon there's minion in there, it's not mamash like that, but basically, you know, on the good for you. Can I just now, I know that the whole time there's minyanim. So I might just now get up and daven, and for sure there's a minyan at this time happening. Does that work as well?
Must be first his shul though.
The truth is that why are you saying that? We said that he has to be in the city. This is all. He's living in Stamford Hill.
Yeah, and I just would have thought the first part, I saw priority. He can't go to his shul, but at least he can.
It should be at least the same time. Okay, everybody agrees to that? No?
No, I don't think so. It's the halacha we brought was, when you did it at the same time as the other shul that you were talking about before, in the middle of nowhere with one shul, it's not your shul, but you still have a din to try and daven at the same time as the shul in the area where you are.
Right.
It's nothing to do
with you. So saying, this is the area.
Yeah, this is the area. I don't know if this would work or not, but it's... What difference does it make if it's his shul or somebody else's shul? It didn't seem to make a difference before. Why would it make a difference now?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
With Hadlakas Neiris, you would go in a certain situation where you're lighting.
So you're comparing to Hadlakas Neiris.
Choose which
which where you want to where you want to connect yourself to. Good, very nice. What a comparison! Very interesting.
You had to go according to your
discussion on its own. I'm going to leave this out. Yeah, but there's definitely a mahalach like that. Okay, right. What did you think that you can this individual in Stamford Hill?
Normal minion.
Reb Shlomo Zalman says, very interesting, and other poskim agree, that it doesn't actually matter if it's within the area, it doesn't actually matter if it's his minion or not his minion. He said the only thing is, you need to know and have in mind which minion you're joining. He said you can't just assume, like you go to Zichron Moshe in Yerushalayim, where there's literally every 5 minutes, okay, you're davening, I've got Zichron Moshe in mind. You know, that doesn't work. You have to have one minion in mind. So this, if you know that every half an hour, Hagar's in Golders Green, is every half an hour basically Maariv, yeah? So you say, you know, I want to have this 10:30 Maariv in mind, 9:30 Maariv in mind, and that's fine. So if it's within the area, yeah, if you're within the area, then you have just, the point is, you need to have a specific minion in mind. Don't just assume, yeah, they're roughly davening now, they're probably davening now. That's not good enough. Even if you've got knowledge to daven, you need to know specifically which minion you're joining. And if you're doing that, you're fulfilling that second level of minion. Isn't that interesting? And that's true not only, as we was mentioning, it's not only Rosh Hashanah, this is halacha applies throughout the entire year. So the second level is, if within the area you can join a minion, you have in mind a specific minion, you can join that, and that's the second level of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Yeah, you want to say something? Right. So that's the halacha that is pointed out over here. Yeah, the truth is that often you're going to have places that not all that far there is a minion. So even if you can't actually get to that minion, but if you know roughly what time they daven, maybe you should time it accordingly. But you're right. Yeah, the emphasis is yes, you're right. I'm saying that there might be an inyan to if you know there's a minyan not all that far, to do it roughly the same time than then. But you're quite right that Ikra, then you wouldn't have to, correct.
A lot of people would take a country cottage out of the middle of nowhere.
Correct, yeah. So the emes is that the halacha is that if you're really outside an area where there's taka no minyan, there is no obligation to travel for 1.5 hours to get to a minyan. There is no such halacha. The halacha is you need to travel for 18 minutes for a minyan. If you're not going to get a minyan within 18 minutes, you don't have to get a minyan. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So if you have a car, it's by car. If you have a horse wagon, by horse wagon.
It's 18 minutes.
If
you have a minyan, yeah.
Some are machmir, I must say, some are machmir, and some say that it might be a little bit more. 22 minutes is also reasonable, and some go a bit more than that as well. But the ikra, the meister, the poskim generally say go for 18 minutes. But that's each way, right? That means 18 minutes, and then 18 minutes again. Yeah. And you can't make it anymore? If you're not going to make it, you're not going to make it. So you're going to get there for Aleinu, so I suppose not much point. Yeah. Yeah, so that's the halacha. Right, okay. The Sivkot and Tezvav in Mishneh Berurah points out an additional point, which is the following. Sivkot and Tezvav. Hayoim. Chen yizor ha-yochid shelo yizkat ki as mitzvah lachet gimel shos al hayoim. That's also an individual who is on his own. He should not do the tkias until 3 halachic hours. Why? Mishum deyifkud ubedino. Again, the same idea, the same thought that Hashem will be looking into him too strictly, and therefore you better wait until after the 3 hours where the din is not so strict. But that leads us to the following shalas. So Mishneh Berurah is adding not just that tefillah should be delayed, not only musaf should be done after 3 hours, but also tkiyas shofar should be done after 3 hours. And that leads us to the following interesting shaila. Imagine a choyle, okay? Imagine a choyle who is unable to go to shul. And somebody is going to go and blow the shofar for him. He can either do that in the morning, before shul. Okay, so imagine somebody's going to ask you, listen, there's a Marlboro and there's an old yeet. Can you mind to blow tkiyas for him? So now you could either do it before davening, but then if you're doing it before davening, it's going to be within the 3 hours. Okay, so that's the disadvantage of this approach. But if you're going to be makbid on that, he's going to be eating after tkiyas. He's going to be eating after the kiss. He wants to eat. You can't let an old elderly gentleman like that, who is not well, you can't let him fast right across until you come home from shul. But if you were to come home from shul, then he's going to be able to... the advantage of that is that he's going to be after 3 hours. Again, two options. You can either blow the kiss early, and if that's the case, then this breaches this Mishnah Berurah that we just learned now, that you can't blow the kiss within the 3 halachic hours in the morning. But the mile of that is, the advantage of that is that he's going to be eating after Tkiyas Shofar. Right? He wants to make Kiddush and eat properly. You know, he can't wait that long. Alternatively, Mr. Vigod is going to blow the Tkiyas Shofar for him when he comes home from shul. At what time? Yeah, something like that. But then what will happen is that inevitably this gentleman will have to eat before Tkiyas Shofar properly. We're not talking about just a piece of cake and Kiddush. We're talking about it properly. He can't wait that long. But then the advantage of that is that he's going to hear the Tkiyas Shofar after the 3 halachic hours. What is better? And this is a common shaila.
Is there any milah to... It's really the same concern in eating within 3 hours as davening within 3 hours.
Why is that?
Because the Baruch Shalom is going to see someone who's not only not heard Tkiyas Shofar, but he's also eating.
Wow. What a nice svara. I didn't even see that svara anywhere, but that's such a nice svara.
So he's got the same.
Yeah.
Such a nice
svara. Yeah. Any other. What would you have recommended? Right. This is a topic which I haven't addressed yet, and I want to address it. I haven't simply addressed it yet because we're running a bit behind, but I want to address this point. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't speak anywhere about this, eating before Tkiyas Shofar. He doesn't say it's permitted, and he doesn't say it's not. He doesn't address this point, but I want to still speak about this, Bli Neida. But I'm not talking specifically about this. I'm specifically mentioned that it's not just Kiddush. He's not just having Kiddush. He's going to eat properly. And that is, according to all opinions, a problem. That everybody agrees that eating a proper meal, you can't do before Tkiyas Shofar. And this elderly gentleman will have to eat a proper meal if you're going to wait until 2:30.
And he has to eat it before 3 hours of the day, or he can wait till 4 hours of the day?
Eating?
Yeah.
Well, eating is not really a...
full meal.
Yeah, let's say he could. Let's say he could wait. He could wait until he could eat his meal a little bit later.
But ideally, then...
Then what would you...
Mr. Bagoda should go and blow for him just before he...
Just before?
He has to have his meal.
Yeah, but he can't. He's davening in shul. The alternative, it's either within the 3 hours or...
No,
he should do it first, although he's breaching this Mishnah over here. This is Taka what the Poskim Paskim. This is exactly what the Poskim say, that it's better to... This is, although ideally one should not blow the shofar within the first halacha 3 hours, but if it goes against another halacha, if it's going to do any other kulas, then one should not do that. This is a chumra ba'alma, and you shouldn't come into cost of other halachas. Of eating before Tkiyas Shofar? Is it a problem? This is a good question. I want to address this Bli Neida. I want to speak about this. Yeah, what is exactly, what's going on about eating, what's the shaila about eating before Tkiyas Shofar? What's the shaila? And why is it permitted? And when is it permitted? How is it permitted? And yeah, that's all questions I want to address. Bli Neida. Maybe tomorrow. Yeah, okay. But I really want to speak about this Bli Neida. Yeah.